Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies over Israel are mostly clear tonight, with a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is enjoying a mild evening, while the south remains dry and comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, unclaimed airstrikes hit Iran, raising the possibility of Gulf state involvement. This occurred after the U.S. completed attacks earlier this hour. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports Qatar is in talks with the U.S. and Iran to de-escalate the crisis as the two nations continue to trade blows. Also this hour, according to JNS, the IDF has killed an October 7th Reem infiltrator and hostage capture in separate Gaza strikes. Separately, Walla reports that Trump does not want Israel to participate in attacks on Iran, fearing a loss of control. And finally, The Forward shares that Israel has reportedly informed the U.S. about a new Iranian plot to assassinate Donald Trump. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a senior Iranian official, warns that Israel will not be protected from Iran's response, posting just minutes ago. Ihab Hassan reports Israeli settlers attacked a Bedouin community in the West Bank, injuring several Palestinians, including women and children. Writing on X just now. Middle East 24 revealed that a new round of U.S.-Iran negotiations is expected next week, with Switzerland likely to host the talks, posting earlier today. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the unclaimed airstrikes on Iran. According to the Times of Israel, these strikes targeted southern Iran after the U.S. completed its own attacks. An Iranian official has warned that the UAE may face consequences for its cooperation. This heightens tensions in the Gulf region and raises concerns about regional stability. Turning to the diplomatic efforts by Qatar, the Jerusalem Post highlights that Qatar is mediating talks between the U.S. and Iran to ease the growing conflict. This follows Iranian attacks on U.S. military infrastructure. The success of these negotiations could significantly impact the security landscape in the Gulf. Meanwhile, the IDF's recent actions in Gaza have made headlines. JNS reports that Israeli forces killed Hamas terrorists involved in the October 7th massacre and hostage taking. This follows a series of targeted strikes. The operations intend to neutralize threats and bring some relief to affected communities. In political developments, Walla reveals that Trump does not want Israeli involvement in attacks on Iran, according to Israeli sources who spoke with CNN. This decision reflects a cautious approach by the American administration. It demonstrates the complexity of international alliances in the current conflict. Finally, from The Forward, Israel has reportedly shared intelligence with the U.S. about an Iranian plot to assassinate Donald Trump. This underscores the persistent threat Iran poses to global figures. It highlights the need for vigilance and cooperation between international intelligence agencies. Turning to business and markets. First, according to Mariv Business, Netflix is considering alternatives to its binge model. Despite rising profits, viewer engagement is declining. This shift could affect its stock prices and influence global streaming trends. Separately, Walla Business reports that Israel's deficit has dropped to 3.3%, the lowest since the end of 2023. This is due to a 28% increase in tax collection and better budget performance. It signals a positive trend for Israel's economic health. And finally, Globes reports that Vietnam defies a Eurosatory ban to meet Israeli defense companies. This move indicates Vietnam's interest in enhancing defense ties with Israeli firms. It could open new opportunities for Israeli defense exports. That's your Israel 18 news update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.